Happy Tuesday morning and welcome back to Your Care, Our Mission. This is the interview we do every Tuesday morning talking with the nice folks over at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Joining me this morning, I have Kristen Sewell from the hospital. We are discussing RSV and flu. So how are you doing this morning, Kristen?
I am good. How are you? Just trying to stay healthy.
Exactly. Aren't we all? It seems like the season to be doing that. So I guess let's just get started with the interview here. So in Humboldt, are we seeing an increase in these viruses within the community?
Yeah, so in the past couple weeks, we have seen kind of an uptick in not only our influenza cases, but also in the RSV cases in our community.
What is RSV?
Respiratory syncytial virus.
Do we know exactly how many cases there are? Like, I know with COVID-19, we were kind of able to see the case count for those. Is that something that we're still able to do for these types of viruses going around now?
Unfortunately, no. So unlike COVID-19, RSV and influenza are not considered a reportable disease through the state of Iowa. There is some data available, but that's mainly just for tracking and trending. So we don't get, so yesterday, for instance, two people came in and tested. We don't get any information like that directly to our local public health or our hospitals like we were with COVID.
Okay, so what are some of the ways that RSV and influenza spread?
So just like any other viruses, they mainly spread by tiny droplets when people with these viruses cough, sneeze, or talk. And then they land into the mouths or noses of people who are nearby. You can also pick them up from surfaces that you touch and then touch your face without washing your hands. Lots of different ways.
Who is most at risk for getting sick from these types of viruses?
So anybody can pick up these viruses, but those who are healthy might just have mild signs and symptoms. But then there are those populations who are considered high risk, and those would be our very young infants, any adults older than 65, or individuals who may have a compromised immune system from diseases such as cancer or heart or lung disease.
All right, and one of us has this. Can we pass it on without knowing it?
Yes. So a lot of people are contagious 1 to 2 days before even showing signs or symptoms of the virus. And then even after you show signs and symptoms, you are contagious for several days.
So what are some of the common signs and symptoms of RSV and the flu?
A lot of just kind of the common cold. You have your runny nose, cough, sneezing, fever, wheezing. There may be a decrease in appetite, just kind of overall fatigue, and then the muscle and body aches. And then some individuals with the flu may experience diarrhea and vomiting, but that isn't as prevalent.
So what should you do if you or your child get the flu or RSV?
Really, there is not a ton of that your physician can do. So it's really just managing the fever and the pain at home with appropriate over-the-counter medications, whatever is safe for you, whether that be Tylenol or ibuprofen, drinking plenty of fluids. I know for children, sometimes it's getting them a popsicle or having their favorite juice, resting, just staying home and staying in contact with your healthcare provider if any signs or symptoms worsen.
So can people help protect themselves from the flu with a flu shot? But is there anything like that to help prevent RSV?
No, unfortunately, there is no vaccine for RSV. But since there is a vaccine for the flu shot, we really encourage everyone to go out and get that. There's lots of opportunities in the community, and we are open at Public Health Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. So they can call and get scheduled, and we'll help set them up with whatever is most appropriate for them.
Coming up with holiday seasons here, you know, families are going to be getting together and people from all over the place traveling to see one another. So what are some of the best ways that we can prevent the spread of these viruses to keep our loved ones safe this holiday season?
Yep, so the number one way always will be wash your hands with soap and water. If you don't have soap and water available, you can use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Be sure you're covering your coughs and your sneezes with a tissue or sort of in the nook of your elbow. Don't sneeze right into your hand. RSV in particular, avoid kissing your little infants. I know that can be tough, but we don't want to share our germs with them. Especially at Thanksgiving, don't share your cups or utensils with your family. Clean frequently touched surfaces like doorknobs, And I think people always forget, you know, to wipe down your cell phone every once in a while because that can get really dirty. And then just stay home if you're feeling ill.
Absolutely. All these ways are fantastic ways to help prevent against RSV and the flu. So, Kristen, thank you for joining us this morning to go over all these health risks that are out there, but also giving us some good information on how to keep ourselves safe and healthy in the face of viruses that spread like this. Again, Kristen, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.